It's What's Hot and What's Not in the Markets with Randy Martinson, president of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Futures and options have risk. Randy, what's hot this morning?
You know, I'm going to have to say hogs. I mean, that's one that we haven't talked a lot about, but they seem to be coming on here now as of late. And most contracts, especially the front months, are trading up over $100 now. So I think it's a combination of, you know, a little bit of expectation of improved domestic demand, and the fact that we're talking with China has helped to bring the hog market back up again. And seasonally, we start to see hogs rally at this time frame. Also, I would also throw into that probably the Dow. Dow had a good week last week as it gained back quite a bit of its losses. So that continues to have a little bit of strength as well. And gold is still holding up there in its upper ranges.
Okay. What's not hot then?
You know, I put everything else into it. I mean, you know, we continue to see wheat trade to contract lows. Last week, it's trying to bounce off of some major support right now. Same thing for corn, especially old crop corn and soybeans. Soybeans had a good week last week on the idea that we could be looking at a little bit more demand, but growing conditions continue to be pretty benign, and I think that's keeping a little bit of a little black cloud over this market.
Well, that's it, too. We're in this weather season, weather market season here right now as we speak anyway, and anytime we get rain, it's going to pressure this grain.
Exactly. And right now, there doesn't look like there's any weather issues, and that we have no premium in these markets. And I think that I think that's a little premature at this point, because we do know from last week, USDA's report, that stocks are fairly tight going in for the new crop, and any kind of a production issue will cause these markets to rally. So I do think we need to see some weather premium built back into these markets, and hopefully this week that's what we'll see.
It's Randy Martinson, president of Martinson Ag Risk Management in Fargo.